As they came near, with lightning feints, 3 times they all but charged each other, and then Ajax hit Diomedes hard on the round shield. He came short of his body as the breastplate safely enclosed it. Over the tower shield, Diomedes, now with flickering point at play, endangered Ajax's throat, and in commotion, fearing for Ajax, the Achaeans cried, "Break off this duel, and pick up equal prizes!" Achilles, though, awarded the big sword, scabbard, and well-cut belt to Diomedes. Then he set out a meteorite, a missile Aetion in power used to hurl, before Achilles brought him down and took this fused iron with plunder in his ships. Now he stood and told the men, "Step forward, those who will try for this one. A man's fields may lie far from his town, but 5 long years this lump will last. Neither shepherd nor ploughman need go up to town for want of iron. He'll be supplied at home." Then Polypoetes, a man who stood his ground in battle, rose. Then stalwart, sturdy-hearted Leonteus. Then Ajax Telamonius, and Epeius moved into place. Epeius took the iron and heaved it, and the crowd of Achaeans laughed. The good fighter Leonteus made his try, and then, as third man, Telamonian Ajax hurled the iron from his massive hand beyond the others. But when Polypoetes took the lump in turn, he made it hurtle as far as a herdsman throws a cattle staff, rifling it clear across a herd. So far beyond the ring he hurled it, and the soldiers roared applause. Men of his company carried the royal prize down to the ships. Wrought iron for the archers now, 10 axe heads double-bladed, 10 with single blades, Achilles laid in order in the ring. He set a mast up from a black-hulled ship at the sand's edge, and tethered by a cord around 1 foot a rock-dove. "Shoot at that," said he. "The man who hits the fluttering dove may carry all the double axes home. If someone cuts the cord, he'll miss the bird. Call it a poor shot. 2nd prize for him."